Hello everybody and welcome to a new episode of NBA Peculiarities. It's been a long time. I don't even know how long. I think it's like 2 months right after the playoffs when the Bucks won it. I did not talk about free agency at all, as I remember correctly. Which is a bit crazy because it was a crazy free agency. But I just wasn't feeling it to make episodes about it, but we all know it was crazy. You know, Bulls better, the Heat better with Kyle Lowry. I think those are the two biggest things, that the Heat and the Bulls had the best offseason. If you disagree, you can always let me know. But yeah, I think that's the major headlines of the free agency, and I'm just not getting into it. Today, we're going to talk about the start of the NBA season. It's the best time of the year. The NBA is back, and that always makes me happy. I don't know about you, but I'm really happy then. So let's just get into it. We have a couple situations. We have Marvin Bagley getting out of the rotation completely at the Kings, or with the Kings. We have Ben Simmons, of course. That whole situation is dragging along. Kyrie Irving. Now, I won't talk about Kyrie Irving. I just know. I don't know what there is to say. So I just won't. And then, of course, the start of the NBA season, maybe go over some teams that I want to highlight. But let's start with the beginning. So, Marvin Bagley is not in the rotation of the Kings completely, at least for the start of the season, is what I know. But, you know, it's crazy because this is a guy that was picked before, for example, Trae Young or Luka Doncic, and he was a top pick for the Sacramento Kings, and now he's not in the rotation anymore. I understand that he never lives up to his true potential, even with his true potential being lower than that of Luka or Trae, of course, but you know, he has been dealing with injuries, and you know, the Kings, they have other power forwards like Chimezie Metu, for example. And if they feel like we don't want to play you, fine. But the whole situation is weird because they extended him. The rumors go that they wanted to ship him at the trade deadline. That didn't happen. And then they were like, yeah, we're going to extend you. Why would you extend the player if you don't want to play him? Because it costs you money as a team that you could have spent on another free agent. Or just to hold some salary cap. But... and because his contract is bigger, a trade might get worse. Not necessarily getting better, it might even get worse. Or it stays the same, you don't know. But if they couldn't ship him with his former contract. So I think the thought process was, if we give him a bigger contract, other teams would have to give us more salary in return. So perhaps we actually get a deal that we like. I don't know what that thought process was, but I don't think that was a good move. So yeah, that makes it a bit weird situation, but I don't think they're going to keep him out of the rotation for the rest of the year. I think they're going to look for trades. If they can't find it, he is going to play again. Either as a starter or as a backup, but you cannot play him. That's just, no. I don't think that's, actually, this whole situation isn't a good idea. But, you know, it is what it is, and the Canes always have a bit of a weird thing, you know. Just who the Canes are. Then... we have Ben Simmons. Now, Ben Simmons, you know, we all know what he did in the playoffs. He didn't play well, and the most iconic moment of that is that he passed up a wide-open dunk. Now, then he wanted to get traded. He gave a list of teams that he wanted to go to, all Californian teams is what I've heard. I don't know if that's true for sure, but it's what I've heard. Then he didn't get traded, and then the 76ers got him back. But he, of course, he didn't want to report to training camp at first. But he wasn't picking up calls from teammates or the GM or Doc Rivers or whoever on the team. But then, of course, you get the mixtapes of him shooting threes, which you get every year. And then you don't shoot him in games, which is weird, but alright. We'll just let that slide. But my point is that this situation is actually, it shouldn't have been a situation at first, because what's been coming out now and what Ron Artest already said in the beginning of the situation is that Ben Simmons is probably struggling with a bit of mental issues on the court, some anxiety or I don't know what, or I don't know what it is. But, you know, passing up a wide open dunk over a short guy like Trae Young proves that. And if he could work over his issues, which is not a shame at all, I think every one of us has some issues and we have to work through them. So that's not a shame. And if he does it, I think he could really play for the 76ers again. I don't think it's a team for him that's a problem. I think that's a bit of himself that's bothering him. And for the 76ers, they might still want to ship him because of this situation. Because they might just be pissed, I don't know. Or they want to keep him, which is what it's looking like. But if they get a good package, but they've been waiting for good packages throughout the whole offseason. They got a few packages and none was good enough, so they didn't trade him. Which speech of confidence of the 76ers that they were sure, like, we can't turn Ben Simmons around, he'll come back. Then I heard that he talked to Joel Embiid and his teammates. He apologized and, you know, that it also became more clear, his mental issues. So I just hope for him, because it is not nice to live with mental issues, so that he just work through them. That's gonna be a hard process, I think, but you know, there are sports psychologists, for example, and I hope it will help for Ben Simmons personally, and then we'll see whether he stays on the 76ers or some other team. Now, the start of the NBA season itself, we had a great opening night with two great games in the sense of four really good teams. Brooklyn Nets, Milwaukee Bucks are honestly maybe together with the 76ers, especially if Ben Simmons is going to return in the right form. You know, you don't know in what form he's going to be, but those three teams will most likely to get out the East. Of course, you have some teams you have to keep an eye on, like the Miami Heat did in the bubble. They went on a run, and I think they have the team to do it again. Just out of the blue, and you always have teams who are capable of doing that, so you never really know for sure. But on paper, those three teams are the best. So the game was Brooklyn Nets versus Milwaukee Bucks. Milwaukee Bucks won. You know, just of course the Nets don't have Kyrie Irving. Defensively, it wasn't amazing. But it wasn't amazing last year either. But I think they can work on that. I think they have a good staff and a good team to work on that. Is their defense going to be top 10 in the league? Well, maybe top 10, but it's definitely never going to be the best. They don't have the team to do that. But, you know, they might actually get better on defense, run better plays. Of course, the offense with a team like that will always come around. So it was just their defense that killed them, and Giannis was just doing Giannis things because he added the jumper and the lead is in trouble. You know, if you know, you know. And we have the Warriors versus the Lakers, which was a bit of a weird game because despite very bad shooting from Stephen Curry, Stephen Curry shot. First of all, he got his first triple-double since 2016, so congratulations on that. He still had 21 points, but he shot 23.8%. 5 for 21 shooting. You know, that's not what we expect and what we expect to see from Stephen Curry, and it's not what we normally see from Stephen Curry. But of course, everybody can have a bit of an off night, and his team still won, and he still had a triple-double with 21 points. So, he's still good, you know. You know, but Jordan Poole is actually being real nice, you know, just being nice. Draymond Green did his thing as he always does. You know, he is not there really for the scoring, but he fulfills his role. You know, just all around the team was all right. Just an just a regular performance. I feel like it was just good. They had better bench production than the Lakers, which is what really, really helped them. For example, Bielitsa, he got traded to the Miami Heat last year, and I expected a few things from him, me as a Heat fan, and he didn't live up to them. Actually, he barely made the rotation at all. Now he is here on the Warriors. If I'm not mistaken, he got picked up on the last day of free agency, or the day before that game or something like that. That was Avery Bradley, so we get into that. But, you know, Bielitsa signed with the Warriors, comes off the bench and gives them 15 points, 11 rebounds and 4 assists. 4 assists for a power forward, that's not bad. So, you know, just better than he did at the Heat. He had some of that games with the Kings, but, you know, I hope to see that with the Heat. But, you know, it is what it is. Of course, Klay Thompson is still out, as we all know. I hope he'll get back this season, because that would really help this team. And then I think, you know, they're a bona fide playoff team. Now the Lakers. That big three was a big two this game, let's be honest. Anthony Davis, 33, 11 and 2. LeBron, 34, 11 and 5. It's just, those are really good numbers, by the way. And that's what you want to see from two stars. Anthony Davis had a good game, but Russell Westbrook hadn't. But, you know, it's just sometimes, honestly, if you change teams, right, you have to first get used to a new playbook. The Lakers playbook is very different than the Wizards playbook. And it's a different type of offense, in my opinion. And of course, if you step down from being the main star / second star, depends on how you look at it, who is better, Bradley Beal or Russell Westbrook. But since Russell Westbrook was the point guard, he was running the offense, so I'd say Russell Westbrook was the main star of the team. But anyways, so you go down to being the third star on a team, which never actually happened in Russ's career, because at OKC, James Harden was there, but he was the sixth man. KD was being the main star / second star, and Russell Westbrook was the main star / second star, depends on game per game. Then KD left, James Harden was traded already, and he just put the team on his back and went to conference finals. But besides the point, but so if you step down from being the main / second star to third star, that takes another game. So not only the playbook and the offense of the Lakers is different, but you have a different role on the team, so your offense is different. And we just have to give them time to get used to it. I think if we give him time, he'll be perfectly fine. That's just, so let's just give him that time. Avery Bradley, also former player of the Heat. He got traded to the Houston Rockets with Kelly Olynyk and a pick for Victor Oladipo, which I still think is a steal, even though Victor Oladipo has barely played. I still think it was really a steal. Now, if I'm not mistaken, Avery Bradley signed the day before this game with the Lakers. He was there on that bench that day, and he gave him 6 points in 8 minutes. That's the corner of the bench that the Lakers needed, because Carmelo had 9, and then you had Rondo with 3, Monk with 6, Howard with 5, and then Bradley with 6. But Bradley played 8 minutes. Dwight Howard played 13 minutes. You know, let's round that up. So I'm rounding all those numbers up, / down, but you know. Malik Monk played 19 minutes. Rondo, 20 minutes. Carmelo Anthony, 26 minutes. And if you compare that, I think Avery Bradley had the best game of the bench then. I honestly think that of the game of the Lakers, Anthony Davis had the best game. And then the day after that, it was another great day. We had a close game with Hornets versus Pacers. The Hornets came back and are forced to be reckoned with. The Indiana Pacers, they blew it. They had a big lead and they blew it. That's all there is to say. Chicago Bulls, Detroit, The new looking Bulls are kind of nice, as expected. And yeah, they were nice against Detroit, and they were even better against, what was it they played again? I have to look at it, and we'll get to that. But best game of the season so far, Boston, Knicks, double overtime. Then you see the reactions of Knicks fans on the street. They are a whole different breed, man. Bro, oh my god. Like, they won one game. Of course, it was double overtime, and it was in the Garden, and they'd be acting like they won a championship. I don't know, man. That's really being a fan. I love that, seeing that emotion. So, great game. Nothing to worry about for the Boston Celtics. It was just a good game. It was a good game. It could have been better. Honestly, I feel like they shouldn't have allowed it to go to overtime, but you know, it is what it is. Evan Fournier came up clutch against his former team. Yeah. And now every Nate fan loves Fournier, and if he now blows a shot, every Nate fan's gonna hate Fournier, but and just the rest of the team had a good game as well. RJ Barrett had a good game, Julius Randle had a great game. You know, just the team in general had a good game, so that's fine. Wizards, Raptors, honestly have nothing to say. The Wizards won, that's all there is to say, honestly. Cavaliers, Grizzlies won, as expected. It is a better team, in my opinion. Yeah, and John Morant is just John Morant, and he's crazy. Facts, you know. Rockets, Timberwolves, both not the best team, but I feel not the best teams in the league, but I think that the Timberwolves are way better. And you can see it in the score, of course, but, you know, the Timberwolves are kind of developing a big three, man. Carl Anthony Towns, he's really good, and he might be an all-star, he might not be, because there are a lot of good players in the league. Anthony Edwards, just his second year, he's already really good, and he'll just develop. Facts. D'Angelo Russell, former all-star, isn't what he used to be. But he's still got some potential, or this is his plateau, I don't know. But what I do to do is still really good, especially for starting point guard. So, you know, I think this team will be like 9th, 10th seed, but that's play-in with the current rules. They might make the playoffs, who knows. So, 76ers, Pelicans. 76ers were just better, Zion wasn't there for the Pelicans. That's all there is to say, despite Ben Simmons obviously not being there. The Spurs and the Magic, two rebuilding teams, but the Spurs still have a better cast, in my opinion. You can again see that in the scores. So, again, nothing to say. I didn't watch that game at all. Thunder, Jazz, what did we expect? Well, a Jazz win, of course, because the Thunder aren't a great team, and that's just what you see. But you know, in the future, they have a young team, and in the future, they might be really good. But right now, they just aren't. The point of a rebuild, of course. Yeah, you just had a better team. Did it. Fact. 110-98 for Denver versus Phoenix Suns. Yeah, I got nothing to say about this because I didn't watch the game. But yeah, well, if I'm taking a look at the box scores, You can just see that the whole team of Denver distributed to this team. I mean, Jokic had 2 assists. I think that's one of his lowest ever. He might have a game with 0 assists. That's possible if he came off the bench in the beginning of his career, of course. But, you know, but just it was well distributed, all the points, and I like that in an offense. And for Phoenix, what happened to them? Devin Booker wasn't that good, and Chris Paul was okay. He had a double-double. Miles Bridges was fine. He was actually pretty good, in my opinion. 16 points and 5 rebounds. Yeah, DeAndre Ayton had 15. Oh no, he had Miles Bridges had 16 and 5, and DeAndre Ayton had 15 and 6. Well, he didn't get a max extension, which was kind of weird. So he might just have been mad and didn't do what he used to do. But 15 and 6 honestly isn't a bad game. But Jay Crowder, 2 points in 24 minutes. That does not cut it. But you know, everybody can have an off game, so we'll just let it slide. The bench production, you know, it was alright, but just the all-around performance for Denver was way better. New York Knicks, Portland Trailblazers, Sacramento Kings, Trailblazers. You know, the Kings, they were kind of lucky because the defense wasn't coming around for the Trailblazers, and Damian Lillard didn't have the good shooting night. And they, you know, a proof of that the defense of Portland didn't come around is the fact that they gave 36 points away to Harrison Barnes on, you know, wait a second, 8 made 3-pointers. That is way more than Harrison Barnes does. He is an okay 3-point shooter, but that many 3-pointers, I don't think he does that, but alright. De'Aaron Fox had a great game, but Hield is the sixth man that they need, you know, and for Portland, Damian Lillard still had a 20-point double-double, which is good. That's just a good game, but he didn't make a single 3-pointer, and that's not what you expect from Damian Lillard. So, you know, one more 3-pointer of Damian Lillard, and it was 124-124. So, the defense did come around, but the offense wasn't great either. Then you had Thursday, I'll just get over that real quickly. The Heat won against the Bucks, but the Bucks weren't really playing their best team, but I really loved the play of the Heat. Yeah, that's all I have to say. If Tyler Hero can do this off the bench every day, or every game, he might be a candidate for Sixth Man of the Year, because he's just that bucket getter, and I feel like the Sixth Man of the Year always goes to a guy with bucket getters, who is a bucket getter. Atlanta blew Dallas out. You know, it is what it is. And the Warriors are 2-0 and 1 against the Clippers by 2. And that's great. And, you know, just again, Stephen Wardell Curry is doing his thing with 45 points, 10 rebounds. And wait a minute. Well, why can't I see the rebound? What's that? Here we go. Just 45 points, 10 rebounds, 1 assist. That's not really what I expect from a 6'3", is it? Yeah, from 6'3" pointer to have 45 points. That's normal for Steph. Not really normal, but you know, just Stephen Curry's things. But 10 rebounds and 1 assist? That's not normally what we see. But hey, it was a great game. And he didn't need to play mate because Draymond Green did that. There you have Draymond for this. There you have him for. And Jordan Poole. Yeah, Bielitsa had the worst, it was a bit less of the bench, but it was still better than he did at the Heat. Not necessarily better, but it was okay. Yeah, just Stephen Wardell Curry doing his thing. Of course, the Clippers do not have Kawhi Leonard yet, and Paul George had a really respectable 29-11-6 with 2 steals. So, you know, they were kind of fighting Paul George and Stephen Curry, but Stephen Wardell Curry, if he wants to score, he scores. Just facts. The Hornets are a team to be reckoned with, again, in my opinion. They won against the Cavaliers. Of course, Cavaliers aren't the best team in the league, but still, they did it. And it was, yeah, they were just good. Knicks blew the Magic out as expected, honestly. The Pacers, Wizards, went to overtime. Wizards won by 1 point. Yeah, just Pacers again, just not really edging it out, in my opinion. It could have been a win for them, just, you know, if you take a look at situation by situation. The Raptors won to the Celtics, because the Celtics, you know, they just didn't have a really great game. But that can happen to any team, and it's fine, honestly. They can, of course, they're not 2-0, but I think they can handle it. It's not a problem. The Nets won against the 76ers. Yeah, the offense of the Nets was better than the defense of the 76ers. That's actually just what it is. The new Chicago Bulls are just firing and blazing. They beat the Zionless, of course, Pelicans, and you know, the Rockets won by a lot, now that I'm looking at it, to the Thunder. But yeah, two rebuilding teams, but I, as you can see again in the score, the Rockets are better than the Thunder. But Denver won against San Antonio, which isn't really a surprise because San Antonio is rebuilding. Suns won against the Lakers. Yeah, Chris Paul was doing his thing. Oh, not the Chris Paul. What am I even saying? Oh, yeah, no. Well, Chris Paul, my apologies. I saw a C with a P, and I thought I was reading Cameron Payne, but Cameron Payne, of course, came off the bench. No, Chris Paul had a 23-5-14 game. Miles Bridges, Mikal Bridges did 21 points. You know, Devin Booker with 22. So just three players scoring good, a bit of production off the bench, and that's all you need. Again, Russell Westbrook didn't have the best game, but he almost had a triple-double, and 15 points is better than 8. Anthony Davis and LeBron was a bit less, but 22 and 25 is still really, really, really respectable. But the bench production wasn't there from Avery Bradley, which we were just praising against the Warriors. Carmelo Anthony was better. Malik Monk was around the same, and Rajon Rondo is Rajon Rondo. So, but yeah, 0 points for Avery Bradley in 20 minutes is less than those 6 points in 6 minutes. Yeah, and then the Jazz won against the Kings because the Jazz are a better team. That's honestly it. It's a bit of a long episode. Yeah, because I wanted to talk about every game. I'm an NBA fan, and I hope you are too, because otherwise you're not listening. So this is it for the episode. I'll leave a Q&A in Spotify with the question, and here is the question already, so you can answer it in on Spotify. So you can only answer on Spotify if you're listening on any other platform. You can follow me on Instagram. It's NBA Peculiar with D. No, you can follow me on Instagram, it's NBA Peculiarities. You know, just follow me. You'll get notifications when a new episode is coming out. Same goes for Twitter. There it is, NBA Peculiarity with a Y at the end, because NBA Peculiarities were too many characters for Twitter. But, you know, again, and if you don't listen with Spotify, you can always tweet me or send me a message using Instagram. So make sure to do that in the first place. Then the Q&A. It's again Spotify. If I would record my episodes using Spotify Green Room. This is an app from Spotify where you just go in this room with other people and just talk about your topic. My topic would, of course, be the NBA. But then I get interaction with you, because I made this podcast alone, and most podcasts have co-host or second co-host, and they just talk, and I talk to you, and I can imagine it's actually pretty boring for the listener. So I was hoping to create some interaction doing that. Of course, I also tried to make interactions with the Q&A, and you can still leave voice messages. I'll leave a link to that as well in the description. So yeah, that's a question. Do you want me to use Spotify Dream Room? Just let me know. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I hope you'll tune in to the next one. Bye.